This is Kansas Profile. I'm Ron Wilson, director of the Huck Boyd National Institute for Rural Development at Kansas State University. Do children have superpowers? Outside of the movies, they may not be able to fly or use X-ray vision. However, in the case of one innovative Kansas project, these children have learned that they do have smile power. This is part of a remarkable intergenerational child care program found in rural Kansas. It's today's Kansas Profile. Last week, we learned about Alan Schmidt and Resurrection Vineyard at Hays. Alan's son, Brett, was born at Hays. The family moved around due to Alan's military career. Brett earned a degree in early childhood development and a master's in brain-based teaching and learning. He went on to teach kindergarten in Independence, Kansas, where he met Ashley, whom he married. When Brett's folks returned to Hays, Brett and Ashley moved back as well. Brett took a teaching position at the rural community of Stockton, population 1,480 people. Now that's rural. He went on to work for Child Care Aware, training and coaching child care providers. While in southern Kansas, Brett had observed an intergenerational daycare program in a nursing home. "I thought it was cutting edge," Brett said. He wanted to establish such a program in northwest Kansas. After years of planning and development, he founded the Learning Cross Child Care Center in Hays in 2015. With the approval of the Senior Residents Council, the center was housed in the assisted living area of the Ascension Living Via Christi Village retirement community, called Via Christi Village for short. Being located within a senior living facility made it possible to create healthy interaction between younger and older generations. The program was named Learning Cross for two reasons. One, it was a faith-based program, and second, it represented a place where multiple generations could cross paths. The program began as a half-day preschool and then expanded to a full-time daycare center for 2.5 to 5-year-olds. It also grew to include a second facility 2 blocks away from Via Christi Village. How does this work? Parents bring children to the child care center at the beginning of the workday. During the morning, the kids bring their pedal carts and toys and enter the assisted living area where they go through the halls and meet the residents. A similar time for interaction is scheduled for the afternoon. Depending on the weather, the kids and residents might go in the outdoor courtyard to play. Some seniors engage with the children at an even higher level, sharing stories or teaching the kids about their interests. Those topics range from raising flowers to learning sign language. The three pillars of our program are recognition for doing good things, having a sense of purpose, and acceptance within a community, Brett said. A fundamental practice was teaching the children that they had the power to brighten someone else's day. We told the kids, "Sometimes people are hurting, sometimes people are sad, but if you smile at them, you can get them to smile back. You guys have the power to make them feel better," Brett said. It worked. Some kids and some seniors were more reluctant than others, but the children were able to generate smiles and joy from the seniors. The former director of the facility said, "My goal is to fill these hallways with life," Brett said. "When there was laughter and giggles and kid voices in the building, it was magical," he said. One senior resident had been nonverbal, but when the kids showed up, she started making sounds and eventually to speak. At Christmas time, each family would adopt one or two grand friends to share gifts and stories. "The interactions can be miraculous," Brett said. When the pandemic hit, the intergenerational interaction had to stop, although the daycare center continued within limits. "We hope to relaunch the senior interaction this fall," Brett said. For more information, see www.learningcross.com. Do children have superpowers? Maybe not in real life, but they do have smile power. We commend Brett Schmidt and all those involved with Learning Cross Daycare Center for making a difference with this innovative approach to learning and multi-generational interaction. I think these smiles are super. For the Huck Boyd National Institute for Rural Development, this is Ron Wilson with Kansas Profile.